quite a lot of pressure on Midge and myself to do it for, I suppose, cultural reasons or whatever, documentaries and things. And neither of us are into nostalgia. But about 3 weeks ago, I got a call from the UN saying that they required at least a 20% increase across the board in assistance and materials and personnel. They can't put a number on it, but they're very concerned that the situation in West Africa will either spiral beyond those borders sometime around the beginning or mid-December, or it will be contained. And then I think what triggered it both for Midge and myself was the phenomenal bravery of the national health workers, the nurses and doctors, 820 of them who volunteered to go out there. And it made, certainly gave me pause for thought. I don't like doing this stuff. He's on tour the whole time. I was in Exeter last night. It's quite boring doing it and organizing it. It's quite embarrassing calling people you don't know and other artists. But it was that more than anything else that made us think that those people need to be supported across the board, not just those suffering from this filthy little virus, but the bravery of the people out there. And so we set about calling around to see if there was an appetite in this generation to do something, and it turned out there was, much to, I think, our surprise. Mm. And then we called up some of the giants of the past and our own contemporaries, equally giant, and they said they'd come again to the party. And this will be specifically targeted, however, at West Africa, because Africa, as you know, is on the verge of radical 21st century change. As you know, seven of the top 10 fastest growing economies in the world today are African. It's tragic that modernity has released this this beast into the world, this Ebola. And I think, speaking for myself, but I have talked to Midge about it, and when we were reworking the lyrics, this was the key issue, that this is a particularly pernicious illness because it renders humans untouchable. And that is sickening. Mothers can't comfort their children in their dying hours. Lovers can't cradle each other. Wives can't hold their husbands' hands. People are chased down streets because of it.